Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Man, what it do?
Ahoy!
What's up? Good Friday. How's everybody doing?
Trying to recover from that Thursday night football game.
What are we doing?
That was atrocious. It's like a fever dream I had. I told you that I was going to go home and watch the premiere of All's Fair.
Yeah, Kim Kardashian.
Yes. And I'm not sure which was worse.
Did you watch it?
I did.
Really?
I'm not sure which is worse. The end or... just the entirety of that Thursday night football game that I started here at the station and then finished when I got home, or directly going into All's Fair, because it was an equal pile of crap. I really don't know. 15 punts, 13 three and outs, or Kim Kardashian acting as a lawyer. I'm not sure which is worse, but boy, let me tell you something. It was a hell of an evening, and I don't think I've recovered from it yet.
So All's Fair is a show on Hulu.
Yeah.
And we were talking about it last night because I have a theory that the Kardashians are trolling all of us.
Yes.
And trying to put out the worst possible products and content, knowing that you suckers will lap it all up.
And I promise you that if you watch the first episode of that, you will be more convinced than ever that your theory is right.
It's a bit. It's a bit.
They're doing bits. There's no way.
Because it was reviewed as the worst show of all time.
Yes.
It's got zero on Rotten Tomatoes.
It's now up to 5%.
But it's got all these stars in it. And
huge
this guy,
stars.
Ryan Murphy, some sort of
He's done a bunch
producer
of shows.
He did Glee. He did Nip Tuck.
Yeah, so he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
And yet it's the worst show ever. So I feel like the cards are, you know, I mean, what was it? Like Bush thongs?
Yeah. The
vagina lollipops? What the hell?
I believe it's called the Ultimate Bush, and they're sold out.
I mean,
I tried to buy my lady some.
This is my
point.
And
you can't.
You know what their next bit will be? Like, you know what they'll do next? You know what they're going to do?
What do you got?
They're going to put their name on Hitler mustaches.
It's like downstairs Hitler mustaches?
No. That you can buy and put on your face.
Instead of the Merkin, they'll be the Herkin?
And people will be outraged, and they will sell out. It's unbelievable.
That show is so bad.
I can't believe you watched it.
I did. I told you I was going to watch it, and I like really bad things. Like, sometimes on my little, like, my streaming box, you can go through and you just click movies, and it has every movie known to man on it, including ones that you, like, that are literally shot with, like, handheld cameras. Some of the stuff is so bad. It's just, like, two guys made it in their basement, and somehow it ends up on there. And I'll just sometimes, like on a random Friday night, I will scroll through and I'll spend 30 minutes looking for what is the worst looking movie. And I'm like, oh, I'll give this a shot. So I kind of thought that it would be something like that. I'm like, maybe it'll be so bad, I'll just laugh. No, it's just that bad. If you've ever thought to yourself that the whole, like any sort of social justice or like... you know, like really heavy-handed social message. If you've ever thought, you know what, I just don't think that we've gotten that message and I want it stomped down my throat for an hour plus by a billionaire woman, then this show is for you. This show is for you.
Well, Glenn Close is in it.
Glenn Close is in it, yes.
Jessica Simpson is in it.
Dude, everyone's in it. Like
Sarah Paulson's in it.
Even people that are like the person that plays Kim Kardashian's husband, it's all people you've seen before. It's a nonstop cast of either know them or, oh yeah, I've seen that person before. And I'm here to tell you, it is some of the worst dialogue and worst acting you've ever seen in your entire life.
Well, I'm going to take your word for it because I will not be tuning in.
Someone said, is it the Hudson Hawk of TV shows? That does a disservice to Hudson Hawk. It's more like the Velocipaster of TV shows.
Was Hudson Hawk that bad?
It's really bad. But it's one of those movies. It's Bruce Willis, and he's a cat burglar. And the first 20-ish minutes are awesome because you think it's Bruce Willis as a cat burglar.
What is a cat burglar?
He's a jewel thief.
Okay.
Yeah, like he's a thief that sneaks around, right?
Oh, like a cat.
Yeah, like a cat.
Aren't all thieves sneaky?
No, because some of them just like kick open the front door and like rob you at gunpoint.
The technical definition of a cat burglar is a thief who enters a building by climbing to an upper story.
Yeah. Oh, like the Louvre.
Yeah.
Yeah. Perps.
And by the way, he in the Hudson Hawk, he steals from the Louvre. Oh. Although in that movie, the security is much, much tighter, which again leads me to believe that movies have been lying to me the entire time. Because he goes through an elaborate process to steal Da Vinci's sketchbook from the Louvre, where it turns out he's had to walk in and take it.
What?
So it's for like 20, 25 minutes, it's a really cool, serious kind of cat burglar. What's the movie with Steve McQueen? They remade it with Pierce Brosnan. It's about same thing. It's about a thief. Thomas Crown Affair, right? It's got that vibe to it. And then like 25 minutes into it, it makes the hardest left you've ever seen in movie history, and it becomes a slapstick comedy involving criminals that all share names with candy bars. So the villains become Baby Ruth, Butterfinger, Almond Joy, and it becomes slapstick comedy, and you're like, how? I would love to know how it happened, but it's beautifully stupid. Whereas this Kim Kardashian thing, dude, it's Bo Nix. Bo Nix could be seamlessly put into that show and then the Raiders special teams, and you would not blink an eye. I really didn't know where one began and one ended. It was that bad.
Mm. Well, the game was bad, I can tell you that.
Yes, it was.
So I don't know which is worse. But
13, three and outs?
Yeah.
13.
Well, it wasn't even just that. It was
everything.
More, it was. I've never seen. I got to be careful because there's a lot of bad football.
There's a lot of bad football. But the Broncos are 8-2.
Yeah, it was more the Broncos' offense was bad.
Mm-hmm.
But it was more just the way the Raiders screwed up. Like every series was a new and creative way.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
We even had a punt blown off a foot. That was kind of fun.
Yeah.
And then we had the block punt, and then we had an offense being like, you think that's easy. Watch how bad our offense is, even coming off. It did, the whole thing was just atrocious.
Yeah, the Raiders fired their special teams coach today.
Yeah.
And there is some talk that Chip Kelly will be out soon. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Well, I mean, no offense to old Charles E. Kelly there, but like,
maybe it's not crazy.
Eh. Well, they should fire their offensive line and just everything. Poor Geno Smith, who had worked so hard to resurrect his career, and then he got stuck in that situation. And I know Geno's not great, but what's happening there with the Raiders is not Geno Smith's fault. It's really not.
It's kind of weird that, you know, Petey is this bad. You know, like he's a good coach. Like, what's going on?
Well, and he was brought in supposedly to be the adult in the room and kind of stabilize things. And yet, hey, Denver is. You asked me the question: are the Denver Broncos good?
No, I didn't. That's not what I said.
What did you say?
I asked if the Denver offense was good. We know their defense is good. I asked, is the Denver offense good? And you and I debated that. But after last night,
I can't say it's not good. One touchdown, I think, in 17 or 18 drives
against
now.
The Raiders.
Against the Raiders, they're not good.
Is it worth asking the question? Has Pete Carroll maybe got a little too old for the game? Has time passed him by?
It's just that whole thing.
I know he's energetic, but.
Well, and he put together a crappy staff. He just did. And this is the thing that no one talks about. Dave Bartu mentions this all the time in the college football carousel that we just don't pay attention to. The number one thing that you succeed or fail with as a head coach is the staff that you put around you. And Pete Carroll hired a piss poor staff. He did. He hired a guy coming from college who had spent some time in the NFL, but it's not as if like Chip was a, you know, had been involved in the NFL game for a while. He hired his son as an offensive line coach who has no business being an offensive line coach. It's just, it's a bad coaching staff that he put together with kind of a janky roster. And the whole thing has just been a disaster. Meanwhile, I got Sean Payton over there playing with 1.5 arms tied behind his back, and somehow those sons of guns are 8-2.
Yeah, they certainly don't have any playmakers, do they?
Well, and they've got a real quarterback regression situation going on there with Bo.
But they don't have any. I mean,
it doesn't do any favors when Troy Franklin, like that's, yeah. You're going to look at Bo Nix's two interceptions, right. And the second one just, I know it was a little behind him, but my God, Troy, you can't.
Well, the second one so the first one at the end of the half, he was just, yeah, you know, they were, yeah, just, although they probably could have drove down and got a field. I don't know what the first one was. That was weird. It was kind of like a Hail Mary give up type thing.
Yeah. Just try, you know, you throw it down there, see what happens. The second one.
Yeah.
Was a little behind it, but Troy Franklin decided to play like volleyball with him, like, ha! Just,
but he's
it up
their
the
top playmaker.
Yeah.
And look, I think he's stepped up nicely, but he's not, you know, that's a problem.
It's a problem.
They don't have anybody really on offense.
They got a good old line.
They do, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
That's about it.
So,
yeah. It's like, man.
Hey, at least it wasn't all's fair with Kim Kardashian, you know?
Dude, I'm telling you. If
what would the Raiders get on Rotten Tomatoes? Would they get any?
I'm not certain that game. If we put that game on Rotten Tomatoes and we had NFL fans review it, because All's Fair has 5% right now. So would NFL fans give that game last night a 6% positive review?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't know how you could.
What about if you're a Bronco?
They almost won.
You think if you're a Bronco fan, you do that maybe? Just because you won? Or even though you won, are you still disgusted that your offense is...
they were booing.
Yeah.
They were not happy out there. I don't know, man. I was trying to think of, like, the worst performance I've seen all season in the NFL.
That's pretty close.
I can't think of one that was worse than that.
I mean, it might be recency bias, so we may have to go back and because I'm sure the Saints were involved in something, or the Titans, but equal ineptitude in that game. Somewhere the Iowa fans... we're watching that game and being like, yes, punts, all the 13-3 and outs.
The only thing worse, maybe, was Arizona blowing that lead to Tennessee.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
That was really bad.
Well, here's the thing. That wasn't a worse game, though, because that was kind of fun watching a team actively S the bed like that, whereas last night was just, dude, there was...
total game.
The total game.
Yeah, the whole game, both teams.
It's just, it was so bad.
Yeah,
I mean, I just,
well,
and
it's over.
And the fact that it's on Thursday, like the NFL does.
We made it through, guys.
We made it through.
We did it. We got through Thursday Night Football.
Thursday Night Football is not fair
now
to the road team. It's just not.
Well, Thursday Night Football is never really good.
No.
If you think about it.
Especially at this time of year.
Teams aren't ready to go.
No. Well, you basically get one day of, like, people don't realize this. You get one day basically of preparation, and that's a walkthrough. Because, you know, you basically get Tuesday to walk through and install, and then Wednesday you're on a plane and you're traveling, and, you know, there you go. I mean, it's just not set up to be good in any shape or form. And then you get two teams that offensively and a good defensive effort by both squads, and now all of a sudden you've got 7-10 with turnovers and special teams, you know, mistakes galore.
I don't know if you guys heard, but there he is, Schultzy, back in the saddle.
Schnitzel Wolf.
Look at him.
Happy Friday, guys.
The Schnitzel Wolf. Happy Friday to you.
Happy to be back.
He's back, nearly Wally pipped by the young fella, Casey.
Oh, really?
Very strong performance out of Casey.
That's the idea, right?
He had a rough outing yesterday, I'm not going to lie.
Well, look, he was a little...
then how was I nearly Wally pipped?
Well,
what?
It wasn't as rough as Sook's making it out to be, but it was not... it was not as clean as his first start, which was on Wednesday.
That was
a much cleaner performance.
He did have the... I appreciated at one point he had the Ryan Buckley panic hand up.
Yeah.
Like the,
they do that in there.
They don't know what to do, and so they just look around, and then he panically was like, Rob, can you come in here? It was good.
Yeah, and then I went and got the engineer.
Yeah.
So I did go in there, but he's like, what do I do? I'm like, I don't know.
I don't know.
Hit buttons.
Yeah.
I don't know. So do I went and got Josh, and Josh was like, oh, yeah, here's what you... Actually, Josh didn't even know.
No.
But
no
he figured it out, because that's what engineers do. They, you know, they're just like, well, let's try this.
Let's figure it out.
And it worked. But anyway, he had really wide eyes because Dan Lanning called in.
While he was melting down.
Well, no, that was the cause of the meltdown. So Dan Lanning called in. So I will say this. When Dan Lanning calls, it's typically right on time. So you can count on that.
Mm-hmm.
The problem for the producer in that spot is that that is right when they're supposed to be on the air doing an update.
Yep.
And as you know, many years ago, Odyssey killed all the phone screeners. So yeah, we don't have any interns or anything. So so really, it's a fine, as you know, Schulte, it's a delicate dance to do your update, but also make sure Dan Lanning's taken care of and ready to go.
Oh, I'm praying at 4 o'clock that he calls in before I know I can blow it out.
Exactly.
Or just go,
And Buck, yeah. So anyway, this was a very big deal to young lowercase.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out that Dan Lanning did call. He answered, got him on hold, but then the phone line, he couldn't get him off of hold, and I saw the wide eye panic in case, and we needed to call in the reinforcements,
call in the closer,
and Josh came in, and it was just a couple things he needed to do with the phone lines. But the reality is nobody's really trained on much of anything around here. It's really kind of trial and error, and if you don't know something, you go get Josh, and he doesn't really know, but he's like, okay, well, let's
we'll figure this
he's
out.
He's more trained than the rest of us.
He knows at least some buttons to try.
I'll stick up for Casey here. I'm pretty sure I was his age. I have ruined segments on the air with like big Blazer guests because I didn't know how to work the phones.
Yeah,
I kept knocking Greg Oden off the radio one time. Greg freaking Oden.
You know,
I don't know what we're doing in there.
You would think, and I'm telling you, the audience thinks everything's like a Swiss watch. It's not. Well, actually, you know that. We've called that out many times. But you would think it would be easy for someone to call in and then just interview them over the phone.
Wrong.
It is stunningly hard in our business. I don't know why. But it's kind of universal. It's not just us.
No.
It's just a really delicate operation. I don't know why.
I feel bad. I've been here like 23 years, and Casey's like, can someone help? And I looked at him. I'm like, don't ask me. I don't know what the hell's going on in there.
So then he blew out his update,
and
Josh got Lanning queued up, and everything was fine.
Yeah.
So you probably didn't hear much of anything out in radio land, but back here, let me tell you, it was Thunderdome in there. It was Thunderdome in there.
I used to enjoy
it. And Lanning was sitting there, and he said, when we pulled him on the air, we said, he said, you know, it's kind of, it was weird on my end today. Like,
it was weird on everyone's. Yeah. I just like when, I just always enjoyed when Buckley just puts his hands up in the air. It's the universe. It's like when when the ball got stuck under the outfield wall in the World Series. What do? You put your hands up. Okay. Hey, don't know what to do.
Help.
Ball's under the wall. That's the universal sign for help. AKA the surrender pose. I don't know. Hands up in the air. Like that when I got here.
Well, all right. We have Joey Harrington today. I just heard from him, so he's ready to go at 5:30. And then, you know, lots of big sports talk. But we're going to start a little off of the script.
We are.
Yeah, we are.
Well, we started on script today, which actually means we were probably off script.
Well, we're going to be off script next segment.
Let's do it.
We're 2nd and 15.
Oh, boy. Time to throw.
Maybe even 2nd and 20, holding by our stupid center.
Yeah, that happens from time to time.
So, no.
The leg whip guy.
We've got some reporting beef over the Blazers.
Yeah. We got a good old, I love a good old source off.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a source off. And I would just like to state, and I will state, or ask, I guess is the.
You're not stating, you're stating a question?
I'm asking a question. Is it possible everyone's kind of right?
Huh. I haven't thought about this.
So we'll get to that. Next, and then we'll get into how we're feeling about Oregon's visit to Iowa here on 105.1 The Fan.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Are you going to hear from Kirk Ferentz coming up about Iowa's showdown with Oregon? But a little off script is we are learning of reporting beef over the sale of the Zers.
It's a source off. I love a good source off.
Well, you have the local columnist who's saying that now Jode and the Allen estate will retain 20% of the Blazers after being sold to Tom Dundon.
Yes.
Jode in the Allen estate says that is absolutely false.
Yes.
And they are saying that after the sale to Tom Dundon, they will own no piece of the Blazers.
And they got that out through another local reporter. So Sean Hyken immediately reported on the columnist thing saying, no, Blazers. I talked to the Allen estate and they said no. Now, I don't know this to be, you know, it maybe they're the devils in the details, but it has been stated multiple times that they are required by his will to sell the team. Now, somewhere in there, does that mean that they can keep part of it? I don't know. They're saying no. So I don't know why they would lie about keeping 20% of the team unless they're trying to somehow circumvent the will.
So here's what I think's happening, and I have no sourcing on this, okay?
Yeah.
But again, as I've stated before, I try to look very closely at the verbiage that is used.
Yes.
And reading between the lines of the verbiage that is used and why it was said the way it was said, is it possible that they're both right? Because the 20% thing, I guess what is happening is, and this is true of a lot of other NBA sales, the payments come in sections. So Dundon is not, like, he doesn't have all the money in the world.
No.
So there will be split payments. And in the first installment, it is possible that the Allens do technically retain 20% because he hasn't paid the full amount. So therefore, that makes their statement that once the sale goes through, i.e. the second payment, that they will not own a stake in the Blazers. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but it does. And look, I'm only going off of what Hyken said, because Hyken said that when the deal closes in March, that they're done. So I'd see.
But I think there's a payment
that's due after that.
No, before. In which case that makes the Allens still 20% stakeholder. I can see it.
So maybe for like 5-6 months, they own a 20% stake.
Correct, because he's still coming up with the rest of the money to complete the sale.
Yeah, because
I don't know if that's right.
But that would make sense.
But it kind of makes sense.
And how is it the two people that are, let's give credit, right? Two fairly credible reporters, right? I have no reason to believe that either one of them is making crap up. So
yeah, it kind of...
That would be a reasonable explanation.
Yeah, because if you read, I think there was, where was that? Was that Hyken's thing?
I read Hyken's. I did not read the...
Well, there was an ESPN one or something like that, that was laying out, maybe it was on Twitter. It was laying out how this has happened with pretty much every sale we've seen in the NBA.
Yeah.
The last four or five, and there have actually been a lot of sales, if you think about it, in recent years. This has happened and I think the Lakers guy, remember when they said Jeannie Buss is still going to own a minority piece of the Lakers?
Yeah.
These types of deals sometimes are structured this way. Now, Jeannie, I think, still owns a minority stake in the Lakers, but I'm not positive about that. I think in this instance, it's just that it's only until the final payment is completed.
Well, it's funny because I heard Mark Cuban was making the rounds today, and I don't know why, but Cuban was giving interviews today.
Yeah, he's out there. He's always giving interviews.
Yeah, and Cuban, remember when Cuban sold, remember he kept the piece, and he was supposed to be the controlling partner, right? He was going to be in control, and he said that he didn't actually put that in a legal contract because he didn't want a job. And he said, I didn't want it to be official like that. And he said, the NBA actually put the kibosh on that and said, no, if you're going to do it and have to be there at the Board of Governors, we need it in writing. And Cuban was like, well, I didn't want to do that. So even something like that, there ended up being the devil in the details. Because like you said, so few people have the ability to just stroke a check for $4.2 billion and be like, I'm in charge.
And the other thing about this is there could be some sensationalizing of the headline
to scare people.
Yeah.
Into,
like the idea that the Allens retain 20% and then full stop.
Yeah.
That's not accurate.
Yeah.
At least according to them.
Yes.
That's not accurate. And I don't think that's what the reporter is saying either.
And I'll even go.
But it is technically true for a short period of time. So then that is the headline.
Yeah.
And then that gets people to go, wait, what? We don't want them still in. Yeah. Well, they're not going to be long-term. It's just, so it's kind of technicality.
Yeah, I could see that. And we don't know. Again, we're all speculating, but that would, you're right. That makes a lot of sense if you're trying to weed through the source off. And can we also, at least for me, if this somehow turned out to be true and they kept 20%, can I say who gives to S's?
Yeah, I don't. Why would that be a huge deal?
They don't,
as long as they don't have much say in what's happening.
Well, you can't. When you have a 20%, like you don't. The NBA and every other league make sure that there is one person that's in control. You have to, and for each league, it's a different stake. And I think for the NBA, I want to say it's like 30. I don't know, it's like 38 or something. I think the NFL is actually above that. I think the NBA is like, or the NFL, it's like 50 something. But once you own the controlling stake, whatever that is, so when there is a Board of Governor meetings, there's one person, one, that gets to vote. Otherwise, you'd have...
Yeah, and they said that that's redundant.
And that will be redundant.
Well, they said it's him the whole time.
Yes.
Even if the Allens retain 20% for a short period.
For somehow, if the Vulcans decided that they were going to keep 20% forever, it doesn't matter. They can't... You're just a silent partner. Like, do you guys, Bill Maher at one point owned like 6% of the New York Mets? Like, and he laughs about it all the time because people he knew would talk to him. He goes, do you think I have any say in this whatsoever? He goes, I had an opportunity to buy in because the old Mets ownership was poor. And he goes, dude, I just thought this was a great investment. But he goes, if you think I have any say whatsoever and what happens with the New York Mets, he's like, dude, you're fooling yourself. Like, they're just none of like, or when Magic Johnson owns a piece of the Dodgers, they let Magic Johnson be the face of that. Magic Johnson doesn't get to decide what anything that happens. You know what little percentage of the Dodgers that guy owns? So even if they own 20%, I know that's scary for Blazer fan because they're like, oh, the Vulcans continue to meddle. Bert Cole will have no say in what goes on, and Jody Allen will have no say in what goes on. And even if this turns out to be true. So right. I think that's another good point that you made is this could be a sensational headline meant to kind of, and it gets people talking. I mean, we talked about it.
I think we covered it.
Yeah.
You're welcome. I don't know if any of that is accurate.
Yeah.
How about that?
Just throwing it out there. But Tom Dundon, come March or whatever, will be in charge.
Yeah. That's
Blazers.
Now that's newsworthy. They did say that the sale, Freudian slip, huh, will be finalized by March of 2026.
Yes.
So now we have a date.
Yeah.
And that's what, kind of towards the end of the season?
Yeah. Yeah, in the spring.
Great.
We wind it down.
Great.
And that'll be just in time for your Zers to make the playoffs.
You mean the play-in?
I think they're a playoff team. 5-3, baby. With wins.
Hey, beat the Thunder.
Over the undefeated Thunder, the Lakers, the Warriors, the Nuggies.
Yeah, a loss to Neil Smith Jr. or Nate Smith or whatever.
Or Nick LaPavia or whoever the hell he was.
Yeah, that guy.
Who's that 12 guy? Who's that white guy?
All right, let's get to the real sport, okay?
What are we talking about?
Football.
No. The Pac-12? No?
No.
Big 12.
We are talking about the Big Ten. I have Kirk Ferentz audio.
Hmm.
For you.
Interesting.
Is it?
The great Kirk Ferentz?
I mean, he seems kind of boring.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to tell you, I listened to a couple interviews with him. He's all right. Mm. Kind of interesting.
Okay.
He's a thoughtful guy.
Yeah. Well, he's been around forever.
And he'll tell you, he'll tell you what he's thinking. So we're going to hear a little bit of Kirk Ferentz previewing Oregon, Iowa coming up next. But first, Schultzy with SportsCenter.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kinnick Stadium.
Waving to the kids.
A ruckus environment. So they say. I have Kirk Ferentz audio for you here because we haven't heard from him yet this week.
We have not. We've heard from Dan Lanning right on this very program.
Yeah, Kirk Ferentz was on CBS HQ or something?
Sure, why not?
I don't know. One of those.
There's so many now.
There's so many shows.
There really is.
But yeah, I don't know who the guy is interviewing him, but it was a pretty good interview. Here, Kirk talks about the home field advantage. And when he knew, Iowa fans were wild.
You know, I learned in 1981 that Iowa fans are pretty passionate. I came here from the University of Pittsburgh. I was a GA, and, you know, Dan was a GA there as well, 2011. But I remember, you know, my year at Pitt, we were second in the country. Our average attendance was about 35,000. I came here the year later, and they were already sold out. In June, they were sold out for the 81 season. That's coming off 19 straight losing seasons. There's nobody even close to that, I don't think, today. But so our fans have always been passionate. Certainly, this is a big game. And, you know, you've got a name brand team coming in here. That's not, you know, totally unusual. We've had, you know, a lot of those types of contests. But our fan base is knowledgeable. They know, you know, it's a new experience here. It's been quite a while since you've had a team this prominent from the West Coast come in here. So, yeah, the setting should be great. Kinnick's a great home field, much like I've never been to Oregon's home stadium, but I understand they're very similar. So I think, you know, you got two parallels that way. And, you know, we got our work cut out, but, you know, we're looking forward to the challenge.
And it's supposed to be sleeting.
Yeah, I think we're in the low 40s,
oof,
high 30s, and we've got I believe they call that a wintry mix.
Uh-oh.
So rain, some sleet, possible snow. We got all the good stuff there, and it's just
that's gonna, great.
It's going to be. I hope we get some of the white stuff. Iowa in
cocaine.
Well, you know that too. We're all adults here, but no, you get a little bit of that sideways kind of wintry mix in Iowa. Like that's Big Ten football. That's great. I hope it's one of those because it's not like any team's going to be throwing the ball around anyway. So might as well get into a phone booth and start swinging.
You don't think Oregon will throw out some?
I mean, they're going to.
They should.
Yes. But Iowa is the number one of the best pass defenses. They might be the number one pass defense in the country. And they play a very, very conservative form of defense. So you're not throwing over the top of it. And so, yes, I think Oregon will come out and they're going to be forced to run the ball. And you'll see some of the short pass, you know, see some of the short passing game. But this game is going to be played in a phone booth for the most part because that's what Iowa is going to force you to do.
So their quarterback, as I mentioned yesterday, his name is Mark Gronowski?
Yes.
Is that right? Mark is his first name?
You are correct.
He's a transfer from San Diego State.
No, South Dakota State.
South Dakota State, sorry. He is the all-time winningest quarterback in NCAA history. He has won more games than any other quarterback.
Well, isn't that science?
Passing man. Kellen Moore recently. And he is, he is second on the list of consecutive games with a rushing touchdown by a Big Ten quarterback, second only to Antoine Randall L.
Hmm.
And you'll hear Ferentz talk about Randall L. in here. But this is the guy teeing up Ferentz for all the Gronowski criticisms that Oregon fans are, because Oregon fans, you know, they're looking at his passing numbers and they're going, look at this chump.
Well, and to be fair, his rushing numbers don't. I have watched Iowa play two and a half times this year. And so it's not like I've seen every game they've played, but even what I've seen, and then you look at the game logs, he has not rushed his season high. Penn State, he ran for a bunch. So I apologize.
How many?
130.
Ooh.
But if you take that out of there, his season high after that was against Rutgers was 55. He has run for 39, 37, 12, 7, 9, and 24 in those. So he's had two games where he's been above 50 yards. So yes, when they get down in the red zone, he runs the ball in, and he'll run it on third and short, you know, and they do involve him in the plus one run game. But let's not make him out to be Cam Newton and Michael Vick back there.
Hey, all-time winningest quarterback. What more do you want?
Well, he doesn't throw the ball at all, and his rushing numbers are pedestrian at best.
Well, here's the thing about them. This is why this – listen, okay, let's just cut – let's cut the crap. If Oregon is anywhere near what we think they are, they handle their business tomorrow, okay?
Yes.
I get that Iowa's tough, but come on, man. You watch them play. They don't do anything on offense. Like, it's like, well, Gronowski doesn't throw it. Well, he doesn't really run it. Well, they don't really run it. Well, they don't have any receivers. They don't even have a tight. Like, they have nothing on offense. I don't know how they score.
They short fields. Short fields, they play
really punter.
Short fields, they play really good special teams, and they do have two. They have two good backs.
They can run it a little. They can run. They'll move the chains with the run game, but it's just. I mean, you know that's what they're going to do.
Yeah.
So I don't know. They're just Oregon better win this effing game.
Well, this
okay. I know it's going to be tough. Oregon, but they better win this game.
I will say it right now. Oregon has no business losing this football game.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
You're right. They do not. They do not.
So here is the guy teeing him up for all the Gronowski criticism.
This is a hot topic on social media, the weather, the matchup, Mark Gronowski's quarterback stats. I mean, the guy is a winner. He wins wherever he goes. He's the winningest quarterback in college football history. Oregon fans have been screenshotting his passing stats and conveniently leaving out some of these stats on the ground. How much do his legs open up what you're able to do offensively in putting up a lot of points this season?
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, Mark got hurt a couple weeks ago, so that was one of the big breaks that we did get was that, you know, he was able to work through that. There was no damage. So, in effect, it was a bad sprain. But, yeah, he's just a tremendous young guy, and I've always felt like, you know, you judge quarterbacks by one thing: do they lead the team and does their team win? And so, I mean, you go through the NFL, you go through college, a million different ways to be a successful quarterback. You had Anton Randall L's picture up there a minute ago on the graphic. In my time here, my 27 years, two of the most dominating, just impressive performances I've ever seen. One was Saquon Barkley back here, whatever it was, 17, 18. Just did something out in Kinnick. It was just unbelievable how good the guy was. And, you know, first-class guy on top of it. And then Randall L, when I got here, if he had played at that time, if he had played at a place like Florida State, I think he might have won three Heismans. He was that good. And, you know, we finally got the better of him in 2001. But there are a lot of ways to move a team, a lot of ways to move the ball, a lot of ways to score points, be successful. And we're just thrilled Mark's with us. He's a tremendous young person. Grew up in Chicago. It's hard to believe he wasn't recruited by a Big Ten or Mid-American Conference school. So did a great job at South Dakota State. Took them to new heights pretty quickly into his career. And, you know, it's just he's a very impressive young guy. He's got a mechanical engineering degree. So he's really smarter than the whole coaching staff combined and just been a great addition to our team.
Classic Iowa quarterback.
Yeah.
How many times can they say, he's a leader and a winner?
Exactly. And so obviously you're trying to kind of cover because there's not a lot of facts that you can do. But, you know, the guy is capable. Like, their offense this year is it can hit big plays.
Yeah,
right?
His arm's okay.
Yes.
His arm's okay. They just don't have any good receivers, and they really don't like to throw it down the field.
No, it is not their MO. If Oregon wins first and second down, Iowa is dead in the water. They have to play in front of the chains. They got to stay ahead of schedule. And you do have to be aware, because occasionally now with this offense, they will take shots downfield. And they're also capable of busting big plays. The way their offense works, and this is why the plus one run game is so effective. Someone brought up, he ripped up a 65-yarder up the middle against Penn State. A lot of times, if you think about, like, how many times do you see, like, on third and two, if you get by the first wave of guys, you're gone. And so a lot of times you do get teams that play such heavy boxes against Iowa because they're like, well, they're not going to throw against us, that if you crack a seam, if you get past the first wave of defenders, there's some room and they will rip off some big plays on that. So they're just very, very patient and they force you to play your way. But if you get out to a lead and you force them to throw, or you are really good on first and second down and you put them in third and medium, this is a team that will struggle because there's not another gear there.
That's where the punter comes in.
That is. And you pointed out, wait, you will be baffled because Iowa will have it like fourth and two in Oregon territory. It'll be like fourth and two at the 48 and Iowa will punt.
Yep.
And you'll sit
it's
there.
It's going to cost them too.
And you'll be like, what is happening?
I'm telling you right now, that game is going to come down to this. Kirk Ferentz, we're going to be on here on Monday talking about why the hell Kirk Ferentz punted. It's going to come down to one possession where Oregon scores on one drive that Iowa surrender monkey punted.
We will chart. We will have to do a running chart of their 13 punts on the cowardly index.
At least three of them will be super cowardly,
and
Oregon will take advantage of at least one of them, and there's the difference in the game.
And can Oregon hit some explosive plays? That'll be the other one. Oregon leads the country in explosive runs. Iowa leads the country in not allowing explosive runs. Now, Oregon's pass game has not been very explosive. Occasionally, we've seen, certainly Dante Moore has the ability to throw it over the top, but it really has not been a huge part of their game. In fact, most of the time when they've had the big ones, it has been on the ground. So that'll be interesting to see is can Oregon get into some of those explosive runs? Because if you do, that kind of negates some of what Iowa wants to do on defense, which is just kind of strangle you. You see this, the NFL kind of went to this the last handful of years. The idea is if you make someone go 14 plays, they will stop themselves. There'll be a holding penalty. There'll be a false start. Something dumb will happen, and you can put them behind the chains, and that's kind of Iowa's whole thing. But if you can rip off a couple of big runs, and all of a sudden now we're in plus territory after two plays, everything changes a little bit because now you can score. You're more likely to score on Iowa getting a 6 or 7 play drive than you are going on the death march of 15-plus plays.
Okay, we'll wrap up Oregon-Iowa talk until Joey Harrington comes on at 5:30. We'll do that next. And then we'll get to our college football tailgate. You got USC playing tonight. Is Indiana heading into a danger zone trap? And is an SEC upset coming? We'll get to all of that coming up on 105.1 The Fan. Yeah, on the Geno injury, well, he got hit twice. And the second one looked like it really hurt his hip. But the first one, it was non-contact. And then the hit you're talking about is the late hit because he fell down.
Yeah.
And was just laying there. And then the guy jumped on him. But I didn't think he got injured when the guy jumped on him. I just thought it was late. He was just trying to just touch him down, but he jumped on him.
The one that looked bad was the guy late kind of jumps around his hips and then like kind of slides down. It was almost like a reverse hip drop.
I don't know.
I didn't like it.
Was it a hip injury or a knee injury?
It was they said it was a thigh contusion.
Okay. Yeah, so I don't know. But anyway. Enough about that, Goober. He sucks anyway. About that.
Well, and then we had the thing with Brock Bowers and
Well,
Chip I don't
Kelly.
Know if he's like Brock Bowers and him. Like he went to dab up Brock Bowers, and Bowers was having nothing to do with it. And it's just this is one of those that bad teams have this sort of crap. Like you can be the rah-rah quarterback when the Russell Wilson thing, it works when you're winning games. But when you're losing and you're trying to be there firing people up and you're having a bad year, no one wants to hear it. So it's hard. Losing magnifies every little crack you have in your team, and winning hides massive, massive gaps. Like Philadelphia right now, there's massive gaps in that team. Do you know the Eagles do not have a top 20 offense or defense?
Is that right?
Yeah.
Their defense isn't top 20?
No.
Wow.
No. Whereas the Seahawks, by the way, have a top 5 offense and a top 5 defense, but how do we view those two teams? But in Philly, it all gets covered up simply because they find ways to win. Whereas, you know, in Vegas, nothing gets covered up. Everything just gets magnified and Geno gets hung out to dry and every little thing on the sidelines. Think about how many times Tom Brady was bitching and moaning and yelling and screaming at someone, but you win 13 games and you win Super Bowls. Yeah, you can do that. You can't do it if you're Geno. You can't do it if you're Russ. And the Raiders are I just think it's a franchise that appears to be going nowhere. And I'll be interested to see if they bring everyone back. I mean, this has not worked. Plain and simple, this has not worked. And it's not like you're hiring a young coach. Like, this is Pete Carroll and a veteran staff that's been around the league. I just expected better. Because, like, Sean Payton came into the Broncos and he inherited a mess. And he straightened it out. And it doesn't appear that anything is getting straightened out with Pete Carroll. And I think to me, I wonder if the Raiders just decide at the end of this year that this whole thing didn't work, or do you stay the course and see what this staff can do year two?
Two things. Chip Kelly's last 25 games mm-hmm. in the NFL running an offense.
Yep.
Their team is 4-21, and he has never scored over 30 points.
It's not good, Bob. Which is, when he got hired there, there were plenty of NFL people that were asking the question. Like, everyone was all geeked because he came from Ohio State. Dude, there are plenty of people, like, when you ask around the NFL and you listen to people talk, they tell you that Chip stuff only worked against bad teams, and it worked for a brief period of time, and it's really not complex. Chip was, and by the way, it didn't even really work when he was at UCLA. Like, he was kind of a one-trick pony, and when that trick kind of got exposed, it really wasn't that great. And yes, they got hot at the end of the year, and that Ohio State team was just so loaded with talent. How much of that was someone propping up Chip as opposed to the other way around? And you know, he gets hired by the Raiders, and everyone's like, well, Chip Kelly in the NFL. Okay, this isn't the first 2 years when he was in Philadelphia.
And the second thing, the quarterback who draws the most roughing the passer penalties per 100 hits in the NFL?
Yeah.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Is it because the NFL is worried about him dying?
I don't know. It's Tua.
He gets
Tua
more, huh?
Tagovailoa.
That's
interesting. I wonder, too, if he just gets hit so much, he has more opportunities to get hit late.
Second highest, Josh Allen.
Yeah, there you go.
And historically, going way back, Matt Ryan holds the most.
I wonder if there is a... What if there's a style of play?
That's according to ChatGPT.
Yeah, I wonder how much that is style of play and offense you play in. Or
well, Ryan was a statue.
Yeah,
so
he just stood back there.
And then Allen,
he moves around.
He has the ball in his hands a lot. And he's moving around sliding and jumping.
Because I wonder, like, is there something to the late hit where you're moving around so much and so you just subject yourself more to it? Like, you hold on to the ball a long time.
Well, Allen gets more contact.
He does get more contact, yes.
And Tua seems to do that, too.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, even though he doesn't really run much.
Well, Tua, he's got to figure out how to...
It's weird.
He needs to figure out a new way to play.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe play baseball. That's what I'd do. All right.
And Jackson Dart needs to figure this out, too. Like, when you aren't a big guy, it behooves you to get rid of the ball and get rid of the ball quickly. Aaron Rodgers talked about this. He was talking about, like, receivers just this week, receivers coming to him and like, I want the ball. And he goes, well, then come and sit and watch film with me. He goes, I'm happy to sit and talk football with you. He goes, but I'm not going to sit there and listen to someone bitching me and tell me to get him the ball when you don't understand that what goes into it. And he said that he talked about it. And last time I checked, Aaron Rodgers, whatever you think of him, pretty smart guy when it comes to football. And Rodgers said in the NFL, you don't have to be right all the time, but you have to be quick and you have to be decisive. And I just thought that was a brilliant statement coming from someone that played the position as well as anyone, is don't have to be right. Got to be quick. You got to be decisive. When you see a quarterback that pats the ball, that is just get ready for the death sentence. And also that you're not going to last in this league. And it's scary when you watch guys, the Jaden Daniels of the world, that run around and it's really exciting. And almost always they end up at the bottom of a heap and they just don't last. Center fielders that dive for a lot of balls, enjoy it. You're going to make a couple plays and you're not going to stay healthy. You're not going to be around for 15 years.
Next hour, we will get to we'll put the finishing touches on the Oregon Iowa talk. And then we'll take a look around college football. We're going to call it the college football tailgate.
Let's do it.
There's a lot of games, you know,
mm-hmm.
a lot of teams playing.
There's a big one with my team.
It's November.
Which is in November.
So we will get to that over the next 30 minutes. Stay with us here on 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.